This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 8th. Please excuse the background noise. I'm in a vehicle. So what's going on is Treasury yields are falling today. The 10-year is under 4%. And you might wonder, why would Treasuries be falling when we're auctioning $1.03 trillion of new Treasury securities in the next 3 days? And the answer is China's sick. We got the latest import and export information from China. Their imports fell 12.4% in July. Their exports fell 14.5%. So now they're now down the lowest level since February of 2020, in the middle of when COVID started. Okay, so China has deflation, okay? And it's creeping in our producer price report. You saw it in June. Producer prices are only up 0.1% because goods fell 4.4% trailing 12 months. You may see it further on Friday when the PPI is updated. Now, it may not be negative because oil prices went up in July, but I'm telling you, everything we're importing from Asia is falling in price. And it's not just China, it's everywhere, okay? So, the other news we had today is our trade deficit continues to fall. They updated the June numbers. That means an upward GDP revision. And you're going to see the trade deficit probably shrink more when the July number comes out, because we do export a lot of natural gas and refined products and crude oil. So that's probably going to boost the July number because prices went up. Now, oil prices are down today because of the fear the global demand will drop. But we are running at record global demand right now. And in America, we're pretty healthy here. We had the biggest drop in inventories ever recorded since reports began in 1982. So this is a reaction. Markets react. They don't think. The big thing to watch today is what we call the bid to cover ratio on the treasuries. Anything 2.4 and higher is great. Anything 2.2 and lower is bad. So, but right now it looks like there's going to be robust demand for our treasuries because China is sick, okay? One last thing about China, their youth unemployment is at the highest ever recorded. The last time this happened, we had Tiananmen Square in 1989. Of course, that didn't end well. So China is now run as an authoritarian regime. All their economic reformers have been ousted. President Xi runs the place with an iron fist, and it's not working, okay? So that's very, very tragic, and the whole world is basically abandoning China. They proved to be a very unreliable trading partner during COVID, so businesses are just onshoring around the world. It's happening everywhere, and that's really hurting not only China, but believe it or not, even some other parts of Asia are suffering from that. But obviously, Vietnam picked up some business, so did Japan and South Korea. So, fascinating times we're in, but don't let the fall in treasury yields spook you. As you know, dividend stocks are an oasis. A lot of them are probably going to be rallying today, despite the bad opening we're going to have this morning. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the market. We have CPI on Thursday, PPI on Friday. And so I'll definitely be talking to you then, because those inflation reports are going to be big news. But clearly central banks are going to be cutting rates because of the deflation that's over in China is not going to be spreading across the globe. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.